Hello, listeners. This is Darren, and welcome to another episode of The Criterionist, a look at the Criterion Collection, one spy number at a time. This is episode 45, so we're going to take a look at spine number 45, and that is Astab Kiarostami's Taste of Cherry. Yeah, welcome back. Sorry for the long hiatus again. Just life gets busy. Work gets too busy for my liking. And yeah, so hopefully this will be another long stretch of episodes. Not the best idea to take a break with something as big as the Criterion Collection, and I'm only at number 45. Yeah, I plan to do a lot more. Got a few episodes recorded for the future, and now I'm recording this one. Hopefully no more hiatuses or a long stretch before another one. Just so you know, this is a podcast where I will spoil the film left and right. Yeah, so let's get started. Let's take a look at this film. This is Taste of Cherry. It basically, the plot is it's a movie about a guy driving around trying to find someone who will, he's going to take some sleeping pills, go lay in a hole he dug by a tree, and he's just trying to find someone who will either bury him or pull him out if he's still alive. That is our character, Mr. Body, played by Humayun Ershadi. Sorry for the pronunciation. Ershadi does great. He is fantastic in this film. It's mainly just him and a bunch of side characters. This is also the third or fourth film I've seen from Kiarostami. He is a great director. One of my favorites. This guy is just driving around the Iranian desert just looking for people. One point he drives past, in the beginning, he drives past some laborers, and you don't know his mission yet, but you see him just pass them. Later you find out he's trying to kill himself and asking for help, not with killing himself, but with, like, getting a respectable death, or not a funeral, but just not just dying and someone finding his body with a gunshot wound or something terrible. He just wants to be peacefully buried. But he goes past these laborers, and it kind of hints at, like, the movie saying this, like, hey, you're not the only one with problems, Mr. Body. Everyone's got problems. There's these people totally out of work, probably don't have a car at all, and they don't even have a job, so... but the film doesn't judge our main character. I don't know why he has made this decision, but the film lets him be... I don't even know, sad or just done, finished. It lets him have the decision because it knows he's an adult. So throughout the film, Mr. Body, he asks some people to bury him or pull him out. The first person he asks, there's this kid in the army. He's got to be like 18, 19, 20, really young. He definitely scares this kid. He drives him up to the hill where the tree is, where the hole is. And he says, okay, I'll give you this much pay. He's like saved up for this moment. He's got a lot of money. I don't remember the specific amount, but it is a lot of money. And he's going to let them just take it for doing this. Kind of really just bribing them to do this, because there's probably people who would do it voluntarily, but he doesn't think so. And for the first third of this movie, he's right. The kid who's just trying to be dropped off at the army base. He runs away eventually down the hill, but yeah, he scares the kid. After a long conversation, Mr. Body builds up to asking people this, which I guess is a good move. But yeah, he talks to the kid for a long time and then scares him by trying to get him to bury him at 6 o'clock in the morning. So then he tries a couple other people. He tries one guy. I'm not sure what he's doing. He's like, you have to climb a ladder to get to him. And he's like, I gotta watch these people so no one like runs away. Not a lot of, it's like one other guy maybe. But yeah, he's like, oh, you're busy. So he doesn't even get to ask him. There are a lot of shots of our Mr. Body just like sitting on the side of things and looking pretty sad. He looks okay in the car. He looks pretty happy in the car almost. But then you get him like outside of the car. He's not happy. Which is a theme I'll get to later, but yes, he also tries what I think is a priest or some sort of religious man who's like in charge of something. Might be a priest, I don't know. But obviously, he doesn't say he's gonna do it, but he does try to get Mr. Body to like, he tries to help him, pretty much. And Mr. Body's not angry at this, but he doesn't want to have it. He just drives away. He just doesn't want anyone to talk him out of it. But he does, like, respect the fact that someone's trying to help him. Finally, he gets to a man to... Well, he finally convinces someone. It's a man with a sick child who needs the money to help his child with his medical bills and just cure him. This is one of the most interesting parts in the film, because it's like second, third, and he finally convinces someone. He drops that guy off at work. He says, okay, you're going to do it, right? 6 a.m. I'll be in there. If I'm moving, pull me out. If I'm not, bury me. But then he drives away. And he takes a picture of a couple. Like, he's driving away, he's stopped. A couple says, hey, can you take a picture of us? He does. Then he turns around. And, like any other movie, you're like, oh my gosh, he changed his mind. He's gonna say, I decided not to do it. Keep the money. I'm gonna go on living my life, and I'm so happy. That's what you expect. He runs. He's like, where does this man work? I gotta find him. He knocks on the window, a long shot, very Kiarostami shot of him knocking on the window, then walking to the side and just waiting for the longest time. I love shots like that. Kiarostami does stuff like that all the time of people just like waiting for the next conversation instead of just cutting to the conversation. Great stuff. But yes, so you think he's gonna, say, you've given me happiness, I don't want to kill myself anymore, thank you for curing me of my sadness. But he doesn't. He says, hey, just make sure when I'm in there, after I've taken the sleeping pills, that you just shake me. Shake me really hard, or like, just really make sure. And so, well, obviously I was expecting the cliche thing to happen, but just so much more interesting that even in this moment of happiness with the couple and finally getting, finally like a good Samaritan type, everyone else been turning him down, and then this one person finally helps him. And that gives him a little bit of hope, like, well, maybe I'm not supposed to be dead. And he still wants to be dead, but this is like his glimmer of hope. He can't admit it to himself, but he can think that maybe I'll be alive, maybe he'll get me out, and I can go on living. But then maybe I missed something, but he has some sort of sadness in him. I think at one point he says, sometimes you hurt the ones you love. Maybe he, like, killed someone on accident or was abusive and just left that situation because he didn't want to be there anymore. He didn't want to be like that anymore. But then finally someone helps him and he still can't admit it, but there is a glimmer of hope, and that's such an amazing choice by, I think Kiarostami wrote this as well, I'm not sure, and acted wonderfully by Ershadi. You don't expect him to say that, and I think Kiarostami knows that. Kiarostami plays with just how people act, how we're expected people to act in films, and how they would probably actually act. They seem almost inhuman, not very realistic, but the choices Kiarostami makes in his films are probably the way people would act realistically, and that's why he's such a great director. It's almost surreal, even though it is the most realistic look at how a person would behave in the situation they're in, especially a man who wants to die but doesn't want his body to be found. So we can move into the themes. Let's see. Life and death is obviously the first theme. Obviously a theme. A man who wants to die, who wants to be dead, and is taking... This film doesn't hint it's the easy way out or the only way out. It just says this is his decision. I'm not sure if he actually did something to his family that he's ashamed of, or maybe he's just bored with life and, I don't know, wants to stop being bored, or maybe he wants to go to heaven and that's why he's trying to make it a respectable burial. But yeah, this film just kind of hints at, like, a guy who just doesn't want to keep going for any number of reasons, and that's just an amazing thing to explore. Is because most people just go on with their life, if they're sad or happy or just content, and they just keep going. But this guy spends a whole day just trying to find someone so he can not continue going, and that's just so very interesting and so well done. This is a great film, if you haven't gotten that from me talking. But yeah, it also says you might have a better life if you leave your comfort zone. I don't know if I said this, but the guy spends the entire movie either, like, right by the car or in the car. When he's outside the car, he doesn't look as content. He looks actually depressed. He seems sadder when he's not near his car, and that's like a metaphor for being inside your comfort zone and then never leaving and living out to your full potential. Again, just beautifully told, beautifully written, just a wonderful, wonderful film. Yeah, that's a theme I see there. It's fantastic. Another one is We Need Each Other. Probably my favorite scene in the film, and one that just goes by like it's nothing. He's driving around trying to find someone, mostly on a hillside road. Like, there's a hill and he's on the road, and he falls into like a pothole, and he could fall off the edge and crash and die. But all of these workers, and it looks so hot, all these workers come and pull the car out of the pothole back onto the dirt road. And it's just so ironic. He's trying to find someone to either let him die or save his life, and a bunch of these people who could have just stood there. It's hot. They're working. But they come over and all together save his life, potentially. And it's just so beautiful. Again, this is one of the most beautiful films I've ever seen, surprisingly, to say that about this kind of film, especially with the plot. But yeah, it's just kind of saying we all need each other. He even needs help committing suicide, an act that is usually looked on as selfish, and obviously not usually with another person. It's usually just one person doing an act upon themselves. This guy needs people, and if he has left his family, he probably needs to go back to them and work out whatever problems, but he can't. So I think those are the themes. Let's get into the conclusion, what I thought about the film. I love Kiarostami. I've already said that. This film definitely ups my love for Kiarostami. I cannot get enough of that. This guy. Let's see, what have I seen? I've seen Close Up, Certified Copy, Like Someone in Love, and then this one. So this is my fourth film, unless I'm missing one, but I don't think I am. And I love all of those, pretty much. Close Up is my favorite. This one might be my second favorite, I don't know. But, yeah, the film is, like I said, beautiful, even though it's about death. And it also has this sense of honesty that I can't quite capture. 'Cause you talk about death, you talk about suicide, no one wants to. They just say that's awful and graze right past it, usually, because it's too hard to talk about. This film is just... The character, the body, Mr. Body, is just totally open and honest about it. He has no care in the world that anyone knows he wants to die or he doesn't want anyone's help. It's just honest. In a tragic way, because he does take the pills, he does lay in the grave, and that is almost the last shot. I'll talk about that in a few seconds, but yeah, this film has an honesty I can't really even tap into, and that's always the sign of a good film, when you can't, like, you know it's being more honest than you could be. It's fantastic. I absolutely love it. There is the last, went over my head, I'll be perfectly honest. Maybe it means nothing, maybe there is someone smarter than me out there who could tell me, but he lays in the grave and it cuts to black, and then it goes to a scene where it looks like a documentary type footage of Kiarostami and crew making the film, and he's like announcing, like, don't break the tree that I think the guy, body is going to be buried in. And it's just, like, out of nowhere, like, why is this in the film? And I have no idea why. I have no idea. So that is Taste of Cherry. I liked it a lot. I hope you liked it and liked this episode. Follow me on Twitter at The Criterionist. Listen to my other podcast, The Rosebuds. We talked about, what did we talk about? I think we're talking about Star Wars, the holiday specials, so don't get too excited, but Yeah, we're talking about Star Wars this week. Last week, I cannot for the life of me remember. That's the Rosebuds. Rosebuds being one word. I co-host that with my friend Andrew. You can find that on iTunes. You can find this podcast on iTunes. Leave me a review or subscribe. I would love to hear positive feedback from this thing. If you want to send me not positive or positive feedback, you can email me at DarrenCriterion14@yahoo.com. That's DARIN Criterion number one, number four at yahoo.com. And I would love to hear any discussion of the film or any other films or any films you're looking forward to from the collection. That would be great. Next week, I believe, is The Most Dangerous Game, which is a film I've seen once and did not like, but that was a long time ago, and maybe my opinion has changed. We will see. I expect that to be out next week. I hope I can keep my promise to you guys. I do like doing this podcast, especially when movies like Taste of Cherry come around. Even the bad ones, like Blood for Dracula, which is one of my least favorite films of all time, but I'm glad I saw it. Yeah, thanks for listening. Bye.